Bam, noum, sané.
Hello, hi. Asifikanga sikhalelekile. Welcome to the second installment of your favorite Makoti podcast, Makoti Unveiled. I'm your host, the resident Makoti, Siya Tsengwa. Won't you join me? Ndiyintombi yaseMangqongweni. UMantsundu usophitho yemyimungqolo umsila ovela bambenzele. UMakoti waseMatakwendeni oletha olibele omboyi otyebeleni. Here we talk about everything relating to uMakoti. And this season, we'll be bringing you guests that will make you laugh and cry as we talk about issues that affect us all kolinyalong. Shoo, okay. Now that we're done with the housekeeping, let's jump right in. You might be wondering about my outfit. This is an outfit that is traditionally worn by a Xhosa Makoti, a new bride. And this is how I was dressed when my in-laws gave me the new name, Sphesihle. In the Xhosa culture, a new bride is given a new name by the in-laws. And that is when I was given the name Sphesihle, which means beautiful gift. In today's episode, we're chatting to Mematswale, uMamazala. In fact, we are talking to the country's favorite mother-in-law, uMamsiba Ranaka, who has her own Makoti, uMichelle. Dumela mmele kae?
Re tsena ka ngwana ka. Bona ka. O bila o motle jwa.
Ah, ke le bo khambe. Well, mama, let's like jump right into it, ne? When did you find out, or rather, how did you find out that your son Uzingisi was getting married? Did he tell you, or did somebody else tell you?
You know, before we go to how I find out and when and what the halabaloo is, that bakipiti lebobabine qala.
Okay.
Now, kabe kipita njalo ke nje, what we did, we never visited them. And even if at all we're going past their house, we'll stop and then call uMzingisi ukuthi silaphe downstairs. Siyaqeda. Athi hayi mama notata ngenani. Sithi kukwabani apho singena khona. Kukwabani. Xa singekazi ba apho kukwabani, asizungena. Siyaqeda, siyakudadweni. Siyobona udadweni. Wena so ubusibone sibeke imiqondo yethu phakwakho. And then that was a punishment. Yokuthi uya kipita, and then ufuna ukuthi sibe part and parcel of kipita yakho. Asizwingena lo
ndlela.
Asizingeni.
Ni fatenseni.
The only thing then unathi kuMzingisi wabona ba yo ayindishiwa ibhasi. Waseza ke in fact abazange benze into wrong futhi. Ba wakhupha uMichelle, wamka noMichelle baya kumabhakubhaku wakhona wathi tada will you marry me? Hayi bavumelana kwaba manje babefika endlini. Hayi ke be excited uMichelle uyangena ke naye wenza lento kathala mama ke that oh intolo ntobla
yes
what hayi yes movie me that you ring and it it e yokwenza lo khawucacise yandoni what is the meaning of this ndimnotata ke ke hayi that Michelle cela ukhuphe wonke lamanyala semnweni wakho uwafake ebhegini yakho or else another one faka kwidrain yetoilet. Wena Mzingisi, you are embarrassing us kwifemeli yakulo Michelle. Oh, xa befika uMichelle xa ifika kokwabo esithi mama I'm engaged kwabani ngubani waphi thina nje sesihamba sithola abantwana babantu siba engage without your parents up. Hayi kaloku sana isebenzi kanjani. You start from the beginning without this wedding ring. Baphuma endlini bedane bathatha iring bayifaka enasikene ebhegi benza the right thing.
Wow. So my next question was going to be, how did you feel about this?
It was just that. Mm. And then now when they uMzingisi eza endlini ecela ubona utata akhe titata ndicela ukuchata. Sathi ke mntanami, that's the right thing.
Okay.
Bekufuzwa uqale apho. Ithi ke ngoku silungisa umalume. No nantsika no dadobawo no aunti bonke nje babazi but sizodibana sizokulungiselela ke ngoku indlela yakho yomchato.
Okay,
that was how we started ke ngoku kahle.
Oh wow.
Safika ke bahlala endlini sa discussa wabhali letter sacela amagama ka mama ka Michelle no tatake ifani ntontoni so wasokwazi ukubhala lencwadi sathi ayizohambiswa nguwe izawahambiswa ngomnye wenu omaluma bebekhona belaphe nansi ke endlini kule meeting then bamkhapha ke awungeni uzawungeni wena uzawupakisha phaa ikonini uxela umalume or ubani uanti or ubani uthi nanklams wayenza njalo kwaba ke i-beginning yethu yokuqala ke and then ke ngoku what touched me ngoMichelle is that akazange athi why ungubani wena uzoxela uba ke ngomna ndingatshatywa ngumntana akho awundifuni loo nto wenza exactly what I told her wakhupha loo ring wayifaka ebhegini waqhubeka bamane besiza apha endlini before le situation yokubathandani batshate ke ngoku babesiza endlini kumandi ngekho nto yokuthi unegraji or mna ndiyamzonda whatever whatever but I think engqondweni yakhe wa-understanda
okay
ukuthi the right way is what Mama say.
Okay.
And then that was it.
And when Mama, how did you feel when you found out about your eldest son? Is it ready to take such a big step?
You know, it's not a matter of me as a mother or the father feeling.
Okay.
Because the love bug is not hitting at me. It hits at him. Now, Tina, our responsibility is to support that love bug.
Okay.
And then that's it. We cannot say you are still young, you can't marry, or ausebenzi, you can't marry, or all these things. They've got nothing to do. Because it's like umuntu xa pregnant. You can use any protection. When the time yokuthi you need to fall pregnant at a certain age, you will fall pregnant.
Okay.
And then nakumtshana semtshatweni, it's the same way. Ukuthi una how old is Mzingisi uzawumatura phambili. I-choice yakhe yokuthi ndiyatshata ke ngoku. Then that's it.
Ubethwe i-love bug.
Ubethwe i-love bug nje and there's nothing esizawuyenza.
It's got nothing to do with it.
Nah,
and even I think
if asiyiva thina le nto ayivayo. Ngonje ke khulula umntana ungathi umncinci uzawude babe mdala ke.
Because in your eyes solo kwengubaba wakho.
Uzoba nangoku unana ku.
Asimamasi.
Ngunana kamamakhe xa. Kodwa ke unomfazi wakhe ngoku.
Imagine. Yeah. Now in my intro I mentioned that I in the Xhosa culture Tina yeah. is omakoti, we get given names.
Yeah.
And that my given name by my in-laws is Usbisihle. Yeah. Can you please explain, because I understand there are other cultures in South Africa that do something similar. Mm-hmm. And in your culture, is it the Batswana culture?
The Batswana culture.
The Batswana culture. So mm-hmm. how does it work in your culture, Mama?
You know, in Batswana culture oba memarana.
Okay.
Ahuna there's no name given to you.
Okay.
You are known as Memaranaka until you die.
Okay.
And I will always joke about this. We've married elderly women who've been Mema Kontoyi, Mema Dlamini, Mema Ntondo, ufuna kubhalwa obituary. Kane umamranaka igama lakhe lingubani na? Igama lakho liyalityana.
Oh wow.
Awaziwa. Hey, asimazi. Yebo kufuneke kuyo phansi phezulu adangcwatywe umuntu igama lingafunyanwa.
Tyo
kuba oko kwaziwa kuthiwa ngumama Ranaka abaseleyo kokwabo bamlibala naye kuba kade mwana runa wonyethu kwa Ranaka nabizwa gore ke mang.
Yo.
That is why I prefer even I'm Xhosa but I'm Ibhaca.
Yes.
And then we are part of the Ngunis. Then the Zulu culture will say unatsika umakoti igama lakhe asilichinge uzawuba kuzibanibani wakwazibanibani unikubizwa ngesiduko sakokwabo so that angazulityalwa. Now I like that one.
Okay.
And then the Xhosa name I don't have a problem nayo because they give you igama lasemzini.
Mm.
And then it's accepted. Now le ngavani nayo le yesizwana yokuthi uyalityalwa.
Okay.
And ubanje umema Meranaka, Memaranaka.
So is there a difference between wena no Michelle in terms of, because you guys are both Mrs. Ranaka.
We both Mrs. Ranaka, but because of Na, Michelle will always be known as Michelle Ranaka.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then nguwe umema Ranaka.
Eh, mna. Kau decide again wakuti, either change a letter.
Okay.
So that he kamalga Michelle, he has to leave her.
Okay.
Elam alilityalwa because in I've been Siba
okay.
all these years, business wise and job wise and traveling. Now I'm known as Siba Ranaka.
Okay.
But most of the time, Bomakoti Baswana, they are known as Mema.
Okay. Now, Mama, please explain to us what is the role of Bomakoti? Is she supposed to be there in the corner? Quiet, speak when spoken to, and just their children, or is she part of the family? She's one of us.
Hey, there's a misunderstanding. Yeah, kamakoti.
Okay.
Kakulu, because kuambelana ne selfishness between families.
Okay.
Apo uyakona. They will decide ukuthi uchatwe bengafuni ba uchate. They will ill-treat you. Or uchatwe bevumelana nawe. Because umamazala wako akana understanding yena ngokwakhe yokuba umakoti yintoni umsebenzi wakhe. Bacimba umakoti umsebenzi wakhe ukuthi azaphe emzini azoba sisicaka salaphe endlini. It doesn't work that way. Because umakoti, her responsibility is not to wake up in the morning at 4 o'clock and sweep the yard. Umamaka Michelle has done that job perfectly. Your teacher umntanakhe ukuklina, ukupheka, ukwenzani, yonke into, preparing for apho aya khona. Xa efika, afike esaziwa ukuba hayi imbizo uyayazi. Indlu ukuyiklina uyayazi. Ixesha lovuka uyalazi. That was Mama Michelle's job. My job as umamazala ka Michelle is to make sure ukuthi uMichelle uwazi amasiko, izithethe, i-rituals, zonke ubugqirha balapha kwaRanaka qha.
Zonke
izinto afuze ba azazi. Why uMichelle ibe nguye ofuze ba azazi ezinto ezi? uMichelle kubantwana babantwana bami masithi isithathe uMzingisi masithathe uManaka as a first born. UManaka unentombi unomntanakhe oyi first born kaManaka. Lo umzukulu kaManaka uzawube engu bobabini bathi anti kuMichelle. Kodwa uMichelle uzawuba enguye ke ngoku otshatisa abantwana. Kuba nguanti walapha endlini. Indlu engena anti ayikwazi ukuqhuba kakuhle imithetho nezithethe namasiko ekhaya. Kuba unyana umyeni kaMichelle uMzingisi ngumalume kwabantwana. Engumalume njalo xa etshata uzisa uanti.
Okay.
Ozokwenza imagine ke ngoku funeka ukhele umalume uyaxhela ngapha, umalume wenza umqombothi ngapha, umalume wenza ntoni, bazawushela itask. uMichelle funeka ayokwenza umqombothi, ayokwenza intontoni, abe khona xa kutshatwa, wazi ukuba umamakhe uphase on izinto ezaphaswa kuye.
Okay.
Not imbiza. Awukwazi uzophasa imbiza kuwe. Now you are insulting my parents ukuthi abewenzanga umsebenzi wabo. Abandifundisanga kahle. And if at all they focus embizeni, eklineni, entontoni, they will be lacking someone. Because imithetho yale mzi utshate kuyo uzayinikwa ngubani nini. And ngale mini kukho umtshato kwa aphishatele khona kwabani?
Kwatheku.
Thewu. Xa kukho umtshato kwaThewu, umamazala wakho akakwazi uthatha intombi yakhe enkulu aye nayo emtshatweni. uthatha wena as umakotwane malokazana masahambe siye pha kwatatomkhulu wenu or kwamalume wenu kukho umtshato and then ihamba nini nihamba kwolesihlanu yintoni ekwazi uba uhambe kwolesihlanu funeka yengo uyobona ukuba kwenziwani kukho umngcwabo umamakho uhamba nobani nomakoti wakhe akakwazi uhamba nentombi yakhe intombi yakhe mayitshate iyohamba nomamazala wayo now yiyo loo nto ke ngoku endenza mna ke ngoku ndibe ngathi ndingulo mamazala omosha indlela yempilo yoomamazala kuba ndimela oomamazala ndimela oomakoti umsebenzi wale mpahla xa benxibisa yona bayakwazi isukuba ngale mini ke ngoku umamazala akho ehamba nawo uhamba unxibile ukuriprezenta apho uvela khona The two families, when they pay lobolas, they are making one unified big family. And then now when we talk there, we say, Aungo makoti, uyintombi yam. Contradictory. Apa, aungo makoti, uyintombi yam. Masa ungenile ke ngoku, upheto duli, upheto ndondon zako, ayike. Umakoti iphelile labantu bekumnandi se umakoti ngoku because they need favors they use the makoti tag ngoku kanti what's the difference xa uthi as uyintombi yakho ungumntana lapha ekhaya uza ukwenza izinto zenziwayo apha ekhaya
but xa kuvukwayo kaloku umakoti must go to the kitchen and make food for the family intombi zalapha zihleli lounge
kaloku ke ngoku remember You mustn't forget ukuthi bona intombi azinamadoda apha ekhaya.
Okay.
Wena unendoda apha ekhaya. And ufuneka uvuke ke ngokwenzela umyeni wakho ukutya i-breakfast, andithi. And then awuzukhetha umama notata zakhe.
Okay.
Uzawenza ikofu zibe 4. Eyomyeni nakho, eyakho, ekatata zala, ekanantsika, ekamama zakhe. Ubambisele ekamreni nawe ungene ekamreni uyohlala nomyeni wakho uyophunga ikofuzeni
uthini apha kum
why sithi ukuthi wena ke ngoku umyeni uzele bani apha kanti uzele esa sitofu salandlu
uzele lo bhuti
uzele lo le ndoda baza kushiya mntanam le ndoda izawudikwa amke athi makoti ndiyosebenza esidolophini gone because nawe ke ngoku you forgot about him you now focusing on being umakoti that is why you find a lot of young women in the eastern cape western cape amadoda abashile asesidolophini abanye abasabuyi bathathekile ngexesha benisathandana township la ngijola
yes
you know what handle to touch in this man of yours but today Your concern is about the dress code. When are you going to make sure that you focus on your marriage and make sure the marriage works?
This is why she's the country's favorite mother-in-law. This here, right here. So speaking of being the country's favorite mother-in-law, we saw on your family show, obviously your family has a reality TV show, and you refused to accept a gift because your daughter-in-law, Michelle, was not included in that gift. Why was it so important for you to take that stance?
You know, when, as my daughter, you say to your siblings, abantwana bangastwana, bana bamba yaha imbeleko yakho mayisuku and then kushba umishela kafuzanga basuku kuba ndimzali does that make sense when I stand up am I educating my children the right way or the wrong way imagine if at all I stood up and Michelle was the only one who was seated. I'm sending a signal that you are not my child. you are just one of the Makotis. Just, you are just one of. And siklande ngenkomo uchatiwa ekhaya. And waziswa ngendlela efanekileyo. Wahlabelwa sakukhonektha nezinyanya zalapha ekhaya. Now, what's the difference between now and that day is nyanya zazindibanisa? How am I going to answer to his nyanya zasekhaya? Azibuzba, la mntana bantu, kwenzakala ntoni ngaye? Naba ngathi lo mntana, njalo nje uhlele enkoneni yedwa. Nina nise dining room, nifubukele iTV, niyahleka kumandi, yena sisicakatha lapha endlini. Nothixo angandibetha bethu na. Because azange ndithi ndifuna i-maid endlini. Ndithe ndifuna umntu ozotshatwa ngunyana, ozawundithanda, abe nguye ondingcwabayo. They are the only one. Kubo bonke abantwana bam abayi-5 endibazeleko. Kodwa umzimiso kwangoku noMichelle, they are going to run my burial in support of their siblings. That's it. Kuba xa bengekho bonke umanaka afuneka ayongcwaba umamazala wakhe. Nonkumelo umamazala wakhe uDineo ayongcwaba umamazala. Xa bedivosile behlukene bephumile emizini yabo, mabaphe uMichelle i-space sokwenza umsebenzi wakho ukuba ngu-anti.
Mama, tell us, what do you think is the importance of having the right attitude going into marriage? Because there are many times where you find omakoti coming in saying, the sisters-in-law are going to be troublesome. Okanye the mother-in-law, okanye the sisters-in-law thinking, oh, this one, uzothima ikabuti, okanye uzawuthini. So what is the importance of having the right attitude coming in with a clean slate for both sides, both the makoti and the in-laws and mamazala?
I think the attitude that ofuzwe ube nayo is the attitude where you don't pre-think.
Okay.
Don't pre-think anything, because you are not the person who created this atmosphere of Uyo.
Okay.
It's God's creation, and you were chosen to be umakodwa lakho.
Okay.
And then wena, just go in blindly, and uzofumana ungazuba ne match. Uzokwazi ukuba constructive in your development, not constructive in them, in your development.
Okay.
Now, because now remember, this is a new space for you. You need to develop and be bigger than life.
Okay.
And I don't want to say bigger than them. No. It's that bigger than life, because they will get married tomorrow. They will go ngale attitude abanayo. Not le oza nayo ye strategy yako. Yokuthi, you know what? I don't want to do A, B, C, D. I want to be me. It's either they like me or they don't like the me. It's their loss. But I am here as humble and respectful as I am.
Okay.
If they don't see that, it's their loss. It's their problem. Because at the end of the day, you will get tired of the abuse, the irritation, and all these funny things about Zenza. And then you say, you know what? I've got my house. I'd rather be in my house by myself and my children and my husband. And then I stop here, because the chance was given to them to love me or hate me. Then they decided to hate than love. Then what else can you do? I don't want to lie to you, my baby Nidia. You know, keep on trying. There's nothing, you cannot force a person to love you in a tight. There's nothing you can do. Let them be who they are and take the best that you are into your house. Knowing very well that when there's a crisis there, the first person that they will know, they will remember, is umakoti. Imisila izawube ifakwe phakathi kwemilenze besiza benyonyoba bekokodata emzini wakho besezingxakini. And deep down in your heart, you will not reject them. You are not going to carry the burden yabo. You will give them love elububapha lona all along bengaliboni, and then they'll be too late when they accept that love.
Okay. Sure. And then how do you then resolve conflict when conflict arises between the in-laws and umakoti? It could be between the sisters and family. They think, hey, who put his wife? You know, something.
You know, it depends what conflict is. The conflict yokuthi ubhuti wabo is too much in love with you, or iconflict yokuthi wena ukimali kabhuti wabo, or iconflict yokuthi abasaki spaghetti or abasafumani imali yokuya esibhayisikopo kuba wena sowukhona. Then I say, okay, you've got no conflict. They are devilish. That's all. Because if at all that's what they are calling it, a conflict. The conflict is when umakoti faka ina nzike shwabalisi lokho esifaka kuyibhedi esi nizunotshe into yola ni anisobe ni ivelo nto leyo. That's a conflict. You are fighting for whatever is happening. Now you need to, after you have raised your voices, you need to come to a point where you say, you know what, sonke singabantwana balapha ekhaya. Ndingumakoti, yes, I understand, but we need to respect one another. You will have to resolve that. But you cannot resolve ukutya imali kabhuti. Hayi kobhuti wabo ngindoda yomnye umfazi. Ngubhuti ngegama. Awutyi imali kabhuti wabo. It's only that the stop has, the bus stop imile.
Okay.
The bus stop ifikile, yema. Xa befuna into kubhuti, bayazi bafuzi baye kuphi. The only person to their brother, it's you. If they want iteki kabanbani, they come to you. Yes, you see, but you know, we call Lendo, yes, you see, a PPP, and you go, you know, they take it cheap, you have a paper, go, you know, they take it, 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 you know, ninzameleni, ninti. Everybody, tini, and the ustre, ninzameleni, ninzameleni, together. Then they what they're talking. Your brother, let me tell you, will not buy the turkey. Your husband will not buy the turkey. Who's out? Unbelievable. Let take a whether you have a PP, you're happy. You're right. Magayo sebenz. Ave, ba kunjani ukuli sabantwana. Kunjani ukusebenza. Nandi nemagiza. But when as a mako, I'm a mere number two, and Massimens, the Lena, Jay, the gaming G, your car, your Christmas penis yet.
They tell us only a birthday present.
Yes, as a Zumpa, a birthday present, or as a Zumpa, don't, Massim tangle the take. Who's our woman, my young woman, a tangle the take? Ye 1,500. Oh, as I know, I remember now.
Well,
go on, so out by the take, with money, im daga, is a rainy in a vase. I end up here because it's my
sure.
It's what I deserve. And then you see that turkey, then you say, oh, is that what you deserve? Then now I'll teach you. Uzawuza yini mini khona nye picnic every year kune picnic aditi. Uzawuza. Then you got another second. Apa ndifuna uzingena ndakuncengela kubhuti wakho engafuna uyithenga le turkey. Ulapha ezawufumana inyanga yebo. Why engafuna uyithenga la turkey? Ethe nakana malokudlala omnye nomnye makahamba yosebenza azenzela into zakhe. Mina kunzima kabantwana bami, ndiyakhulisa zisikolo, yindlu, yibond. Mina ndacengela mntana sekhaya ndathi hayi mntana sekhaya andizomprepare i-birthday present kulo nyaka uba sithengele teki yale mali yethu rani. Ngonje ke ufuna enye le yasiyibone siyobona umama sayifikela ihleli ngaphandle ingavaswanga iseseraiti la teki. Hayi mntana sekhaya andizokubuyela futhi kubhuti wakho. These are going to be. Ah, yeah, this will be. You've got a weapon.
Okay.
You give them first and then see their behavior. And then now, it's either you react positively or negatively the second time around. I would not do it the second time around now if at all they behave shittish.
Whoa!
Never.
There you have it. Wowza. There you have it. That's all we have time for today, folks. I think from today's episode, we've learned quite a bit. It's a give and take. It's not a one-way street. It's a give and take. And we all need to work with each other in order to make it work. And so thank you to Mansiba, who was our guest today. and giving us pearls of wisdom. 40 years of marriage, over 40 years of marriage, and she has umakoti ongowake, so she knows exactly what she's talking about. So thank you to Mam Siba, who's our guest for today, and thank you to you for watching. And from me, Siyathebo, your resident makoti, until next time, bye bye, Stando.
Thank you.